Sweet Green, the fast casual spot known for its $10 to $15 salads, is buying another restaurant company known for its robots. Sweet Green has more than 120 restaurants in several states, and its purchase of the small Boston company called Spice could introduce some labor-saving technology into an industry that is paying higher wages to its human employees. Let's talk about it with Robin Farzad. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Greetings, Celeste Headlee. Welcome to the machine.
Nice. Excellent robot impression. I imagine a lot of people at least have... I'm going to move on. No comment on the robot impression. But let's talk about... Well, first, Sweet Green. I imagine a lot of people are familiar with that. I've had many salads there. But tell me about Spice.
Yeah, Spice brings some curious technology to Sweet Green, namely a robotic kitchen and conveyor belts that can prepare and serve bowls and salads without any human intervention. It has two restaurants in Boston.
So Spice gets humans to prep the ingredients, correct? And then automated
yes.
robots make the bowls? Are
That's
we imagining right. that this is the process that Sweet Green wants to bring to its salad-making business?
Look, the technology, if it can scale across Sweet Green's growth plans, it's pretty Jetsons, and that's valuable going into an IPO right now for Sweet Green. But you called it earlier, if you can help your throughput and customer experience by automating more functions in the kitchen, especially amid this worker shortage and rising wages. I mean, we've seen long lines and waits at Sweet Green. The company, you might recall, a few years ago had to backtrack when it insisted on cashless transactions, app
yeah.
and credit card only, and that was called elitist.
I'll wait till it's a robot serving you. But is this entirely driven by the pandemic and the changing demands on the part of workers in terms of wages and benefits?
Celeste, I just keep thinking about my experience at Chipotle during the pandemic. I mean, just stay with me here. I'm masked, ready to read my family's order in person, and these line workers are juggling hot pans while carry-out and delivery orders constantly unspool from a printer. Someone is asking someone to hack more chicken or mash more guac. The delivery guys are staring at the manager. All of these things, my point is, they run through my mind. Is this giant dining room necessary anymore? What can be automated? What's a fair wage for this kind of difficult and dangerous labor?
Although this is a pretty big bet that these changes we're seeing that you're describing right now are permanent, or at least long-lasting. Perhaps things will go back to the way they were in 2019.
Well, for the time being, it's all about inducing online, cashless, help yourself carry out, and, you know, less ideally, delivery and ditto drive-through. If the trend holds well past COVID, you can right-size your real estate expenses and maybe have cost savings there, but there's only so much you can do without the human touch, however harder and costlier that might be right now.
So in the less than a minute we have left, can I now expect robots to be serving my French fries at McDonald's?
Well, look, I mean, college was the last time, for example, I verbally ordered a sub sandwich at Wawa. It's all touchscreen now. You're also seeing that more and more at McDonald's. Everyone is nudging you to use their app and pay through the app. Domino's is experimenting with driverless delivery bots. But again, you can only do so much through automation.
Robin Farzad, the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you.